Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If statistics don't lie, the Tar Heels should beat NC State, but I'm not so sure. This is Archansky with the State Carolina edition of Sports Notebook. What a difference a week makes. Last Friday, I was convinced Carolina would roll over Duke, beat State, and win out to finish 10-2 in Larry Fedora's first season. But the Tar Heels flubbed the first three quarters in Durham like the first presidential debate, and despite a gallant comeback, lost some equity looking ahead. They should have had everything going for them this weekend, but injuries and inconsistent play have conspired to make me not so sure anymore. Known as a fast-break offensive team, Carolina still leads State in every defensive category except red zone efficiency. But I'm worried that without suspended Bandit backer Shaquille Rashad and injured defensive lineman Tim Jackson, the Tar Heels won't be able to stop State's offense. Duke ran the ball easily against UNC last week, and State is a better rushing team playing a depleted defense. Yikes. Fortunately, Carolina can score a lot of points, and hopefully the fourth quarter outburst at Duke ended an offensive slump that lasted five quarters without a touchdown. Obviously, it helps the Tar Heels to get out in front and build on it, then nursing a lead or play from behind, where they can be less balanced between rushing and passing. And the defense, dotted with young players like five freshmen in the secondary rotation, doesn't give me great confidence against State's Mike Glennon, who leads the ACC in passing with 284 yards per game. The Heels have Gio Bernard, who leads the ACC in rushing despite playing less games than his chief competitors, and Bryn Renner, who is better than Glennon in pass efficiency, whatever exactly that is. But in the ACC stats, Renner is number three and Glennon is number six. Can you tell I'm grasping at straws here? And on special teams, Carolina is better in all categories except kick returns, the worst category to be worse in. Am I making you nervous yet that the Tar Heels may not get it done? To snap that five-game losing streak, they will have to score a lot of points and do it on almost every possession, since State will surely play ball control to keep it away from Gio and the fast break. My guess is the over-under on a win is Carolina scoring 40 points. Sure hope the Heels wear their undefeated all-whites. This is Archansky. See ya.